Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Hello, my name is Rita Tower. I have the pleasure of serving as the Associate Provost for Academic Operations here at HBU. I'm currently in my 35th year here. I began a couple of years ago as a faculty member in the College of Business and Economics, now the Archie Dunham College of Business and Economics. I loved my time as a faculty member, but I've had many, many opportunities over the 35 years to experience, as I call, many careers. Currently, as the Associate Provost for Academic Operations, my primary responsibility is the university's compliance. And I'm very, very pleased to say that we have recently been reaffirmed with our Southern Association of Colleges and Schools Commission on Colleges for yet another 10 years.
You know, Dr. Tower, by the way, that is a beautiful outfit you have on. I just got to say that right now. Beautiful.
Thank you.
I was just kind of dazzled by it. But, you know, you're one of the champions at HBU. I mean, whenever I go to any organization that's been built, I know there are those few people that have been there a long time and they help make the institution what it is. And you're one of the champions. And so I just can't say enough good things about you and what a joy it is to just, not just speaking on behalf of myself, but everybody here at HBU. I mean, you've just been amazing.
Thank you very kindly. And I appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you for being amazing. So
you make me blush.
we've got a lot to talk about. And of course, when we bring up the Southern, we call it SACS, the abbreviation. First, tell everybody, what is SACS?
Well, the SACS, S-A-C-S, C-O-C is the acronym, but that is our accrediting body. They are responsible for assuring that we remain a quality institution. And so what they prescribe is we have 73 principles of accreditation that we absolutely must adhere to. And we did that beautifully this last time. The process was lengthy and complicated, but very, very rewarding. We began with a committee in 2017. We began working, doing what I called a compliance audit, kind of a behind the scenes. We went and reviewed everything that affected those 73 standards. Committee was about 25 folks who worked ever so diligently and didn't give up for 3 years.
Wow.
So in 2017, we did the compliance audit. 2018, we identified and fixed any red flags that were discovered. And then 2019 was our reporting year for all the data that went to SACS COC. A 9-person off-site team reviewed all that data, took several months. Wrote us, asked us a handful of questions. We replied to those. Then they sent what was called an on-site virtual team because of the compliance issues. We took care of all those questions. At the end of that virtual visit, we got beautiful compliments. They were very, very gracious. We satisfied every single one of those standards with no follow-up reports at all. So that was more than a gift. That was the result of an amazing effort from an amazing number of folks here on our campus. We had folks from every department and every college so that they knew everything that was fixed and everything that was in order. And when that team came and interviewed, they all had all the right answers. It was perfect.
You know, that is amazing because we do know of academic institutions that are put on probation or that have a long list of concern issues. And, you know, to this morning in executive council, we were talking about celebrating our victories because, well, boy, when you contrast it, there's a lot of challenges facing higher ed. Yeah. This is notable. Can you tell us why such a smooth process is so notable and the value of the education at HBU and what that very clear reaffirmation for 10 years means from a value standpoint as someone's prospecting a university?
Well, I think it comes down to the people. It has to come down to the people. And the team that worked with me for 3 years are folks that have been here for a good number of years. They know this university, they love this university, they're godly people, and they respect our Christian mission. And so it was just natural for them to talk about it the way they talked about it, to write about it in the report the way they wrote about it. It's just who we are. And we were very, very fortunate that our hard work was recognized.
You worked with me in the development of the Pillars magazine, where we feature what's out now, academic excellence. And of course, right after Dr. Sloan's signature piece is the article where you explain in detail the Sachs reaffirmation, what it means. But we also teed up a number of key people, and together we brainstormed some of those folks. And many of them have been sitting where you've been sitting the last couple of weeks. Talk about the mirror that you see at HBU from an academic excellence standpoint, the various disciplines.
Well, I know when you and I talked earlier about this, the first thing that came to my mind was the faculty. And we have a goodly number of faculty who have been here 25 years or more. And I think that tells a story all by itself. They're talented. They could go anywhere. They choose to be right here and for very good reasons. And the other piece of it is our alumni. We have very, very talented alumni who have been successful here at HBU and have gone on to very successful careers. Good, godly people that we're all very, very proud of.
Mm-hmm. You know, the Christian values that we embrace bring with it character. I mean, good old-fashioned honesty, being respectful to your spouse, hopefully mentoring your children, you know. These are values that are increasingly leaving our culture. I mean, we watch the evening news, and it's just like a horror show every night. Tell us, just reflect for a minute. I mean, 35 years, wow. I was in a board meeting yesterday with Stuart Morris, 102, who was just engaging, you know, and I just thought, this is really a God thing. No question, the hand of the Lord has been on HBU. What have you seen in 35 years?
Well, I started here as a young faculty member. But prior to that, I was a student in the Master of Accountancy program. And that's really where I got my introduction to HBU. The faculty that taught me were so caring, so involved with me, and it touched me. They knew when I was paying attention, they knew when I wasn't paying attention. But when I graduated, they were right there beside me. And then when I got invited to come back a few years later and teach, quite honestly, I thought, I hope I can do as good a job as those faculty that taught me. And when I stepped into the classroom, I felt comfortable, a little intimidated, but comfortable. And I loved every minute of it. And I hope I did have the opportunity to influence students the way that I was influenced by our faculty. And I love them dearly. They carried me all the way through to my first job in public accounting.
Now, you've been married how long?
I've been married 46 years Valentine's Day.
Okay, so you've got three on Christy and I. Now, how many children or grandchildren?
Two children, two grandchildren. I got my fingers crossed for a couple more.
Yeah, well, I had my triplet grandsons come over for spaghetti Monday night, and you get three in one shot, be ready. You know, you and your husband, obviously, he's a part of the team. You know, you never do it. You never have any wins without your spouse being right there.
Absolutely.
And reflect, if you would, on your family and how that also has been contributory to not just your longevity here, but your effectiveness here.
Well, my husband is very understanding because in academia, you don't work a 8-to-5 job. You frequently take something home, you're frequently handling some things over the weekend occasionally, and he's very understanding with that. I've been very fortunate. My children, one of my sons ultimately ended up teaching in the business school as an adjunct faculty member in marketing, but he has a soft spot for the university as well, because when I was teaching, it wasn't uncommon for him to be walking the halls in the business school at a very, very young age. So his love for HBU is there as well, and he enjoys teaching very, very much.
That's cool. When you go back to the SACS accrediting, you said there were nine individuals that were on the accrediting team. And I remember just the little intersection that I had with them, a part of the executive council, was just a couple of Zooms and then an in-person meeting. And I was kind of surprised because they talked about what HBU was doing and some of the takeaways that they had appreciated in doing their work from HBU. And I thought to myself, now this is different than another Christian university I heard about that, wow, got on probation for months and really had some very concerned auditors. Talk about that if you can.
Sure.
And whatever you can say publicly.
Sure. I've done a couple of these on-site reviews for SACS COC at other institutions. And so when you go into it, you're going into it with two things in mind. One is, yes, you need to do the job and be sure that this institution is following their mission, that they're following the criteria that's laid out by the accrediting body, doing everything according to the rules. But you also know when you visit this campus that you've already read their report. And there's some things that you're curious about. It looks like they're doing some things pretty well, and you want to know how they're doing them, and you want to take that back to your institution. And so there's a little bit of that as well. And I think when our team was visiting with the folks on this campus, there was a little bit of that. I think they were very impressed, and I think they were asking questions of, how'd you do this, and why'd you do that? And I think they took back some pretty good gems to their institutions.
And then if you would comment also, because HBU does have off-site academic engagement, our ISD, our independent school districts, the seminary, what was their observation when they landed at Bush International and got into Houston traffic and realized you're in a formidable city with a Christian university right in the center of it?
Well, and when you get approved to do an off-site instructional location, they want to know everything about that. Is the parking well lit? Is there security? Are the classrooms appropriate? Do they fit adult students? Is there access to refreshments and restrooms? I mean, they're very, very particular about the logistics involved with these locations. But they're also wanting to know, are our students satisfied with these locations? You notice we don't have any that are around the corner. They're on the outskirts of town so that we can reach those students that might have difficulty getting to campus. So we took them out there, and they were very impressed. We went to one of the school districts, to their professional building that we use for our MED program. Very impressed. Then we took them to Second Baptist Woodway and Second Baptist Katy, where we teach the Master of Divinity. And to say they were very impressed is an understatement. Those campuses are absolutely gorgeous. And they wanted to know a lot about the arrangements and how well that was going. And these reviewers are all from faith-based schools that are similar in size. Yeah, they don't send anybody from a large public institution. They send folks from similar institutions. So you can see how their curiosity peaks when they see things that we're doing so well. They want to know how we're doing them.
That's really cool. And they certainly got introduced to churches Texas size.
Yes,
right?
They did.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Yes.
You know, as we come to a close, I want you to just explain to prospective parents who are thinking about sending their kids here, grandparents, why would HBU be the place to come, in your opinion? You've got a 35-year history here. What would you say to them?
First thing I would say is look around at how long our faculty are here, the quality that they bring to the education that your child would get. They're all practicing Christians. They're all God-fearing people. And they have absolutely no problem infusing their faith into everything that they teach every day. And so when you go to college, you need just a little bit more than just the bookwork. You need some of that infusion. And this campus is perfect. We offer a place for residential students. We have an opportunity for students to learn online. It's heartwarming here. It's comfortable. We have happy campers. I would highly encourage it, and I would tell them. My son taught here, took a couple classes here, too. I have no qualm saying this is an excellent, excellent institution. It meets all the standards for compliance and then goes well beyond.
Well, kudos to you, Dr. Tower, and all the team members that you work with. Dr. Rita Tower, Associate Provost for Operations, works directly with the University Provost, Associate Provost. Wow, I look at this bio and you have made your mark, and we're really, really grateful to you. You know, it's gifts like Rita Tower that make the education experience at HBU literally on a whole new level. That's why the word family's often been cited right at this table by guest after guest who said, you know, that university was like a family to me. People care. And family, as we know, invokes all the terms of all the thoughts of endearment, the emotions of endearment. No student gets orphaned or left alone spiritually, academically, relationally. Lots of key people trained and ready to help you in that process. You can learn more about HBU, hbu.edu/admissions, 281-649-3211. Our graduate school, hbu.edu/grad, G-R-A-D, 281-649-3269. And we do celebrate, you know, HBU students now nearly in all 50 states. During the pandemic, there were many people who decided to move to a new level. Maybe they were just saying, if I got that graduate degree, I could get that job I know I really want. I could make more money, provide for my family better. You can do that, hbuonline.com. People will answer any question you have, 855-428-1960. Rita, thanks so much, man. We're just really excited about this. We're celebrating it, and we're grateful to you.
Thank you, sir.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.